Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So a lot of my patients are calling in and asking me about prebiotics. So we've all heard of probiotics and prebiotics, but a lot of people are asking me, what are prebiotics? So the prebiotics are actually non-digestible fibrous carbohydrates, and they actually act as a primary food source for the body's what we call commensal or innate bacteria. And prebiotics and probiotics really have a synergistic relationship. The prebiotics support and improve the activity of the probiotics, and they really provide the microflora a source of fuel and energy. So it really helps the probiotics in our gut work much better. But prebiotics can be added to a probiotic supplement, but a number of my patients, I've noticed certain supplements or certain probiotics can actually cause more gas and bloating because they're a carbohydrate and they're non-digestible. Some of the prebiotics actually are similar to those FODMAP foods that I've mentioned a couple of weeks ago. So remember I was mentioning FODMAPs can cause gas and bloating. Some of the probiotics actually will have some of these prebiotics that are mimicking FODMAPs, and they can actually cause gas and bloating as well. So important to know, you know, when you're choosing a probiotic to really speak to a naturopathic doctor to really give you the best advice in terms of the best probiotic for you. But there are examples of sort of dietary sources of prebiotics. So think vegetables, carrots, leeks, for example, tomatoes, artichokes, asparagus, even things like apples and honey and vegetables. So many of these kinds of things can act as a good place for probiotics to really help our gut bacteria work. And for most people, they're very healthy, but if patients are still having issues, they can give me a call and we can walk through it a little bit more synergistically and find out the best probiotic and the best diet for them.
Well, I didn't realize that there was a difference between pre and probiotics, and I guess I need to call you and have a conversation to educate myself. But if someone wants to talk about avoiding gas and bloating and getting a healthy gut and learning the difference between pre and probiotics and deciding what's good for them, how do we reach you?
They can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
905-707-2001. Get to the root of your problem, ask your questions, and Dr. Betty Rosendahl will help you solve it. Thank you, Dr. Betty. Look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.